getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go once again. Time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Yeah, back with another stack of great polka records. Now, we're going to play them. Gosh darn it anyway, so get out your dancing shoes. Maybe you don't want to dance. Maybe you just want to sit there and be a toe tapper. You could do that, too. We don't care because we can't see you. I always envision everybody dancing when they're listening to the show, but you certainly don't have to be. Anyway, kind of weird. You know the show, of course, we syndicate this show, radio stations all over the country, and I never know what day or what time given stations are playing them, and you have no idea what day or what time I am doing this show, because it's not happening at the very moment you're listening to it, most likely. But I'm actually doing the show. It's 5:30 in the morning, and I don't care, because I'm on vacation from my real job, and I normally get up at 10 to 3, and I slept in today till like 4:15 maybe. And I thought, well, I've had my extra hour of sleep. Let's do the polka show. So here we go. We'll get rolling with Johnny Pecan and the orchestra and the Old Timers Polka. On there, the Old Timers Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another week here, cranking out the polkas here, and of course at least a waltz. I think we have met our self-imposed requirement to include at least one waltz in every show. In fact, I think I have a couple of them coming up today. We'll see how that works. I was show number 213 for those of you keeping count. I don't know why you would be, but that seems like an awful lot of them anyway. The Bob Szymanski Orchestra is over here on turntable number one. For whatever reason, I started the show with turntable number two. Backwards, doesn't matter. I assume this is the Massachusetts Pike Polka because it's M-A-S-S period Pike Polka, and I know that if they would have spelled out Miss Massachusetts, it would have used up the whole line on the record label. So here we go, Bob Szymanski and his orchestra. This is the Mississippi, Massachusetts. Either one takes up too many letters. I'm just a couple of miles from the Mississippi River. Anyway, the Massachusetts Pike Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. That is the Massachusetts Pike Polka at Bob Zemanski's Orchestra. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Notice how I got the name right that time. I'm feeling smarter already. It's another week of great old-time music. Glad you're along with us here. So far, we're two records into the show, and I have nothing to complain about so far. Looks like we're finally, boy, I tell you, Monday we had another dousing of snow, which, you know, we don't expect this time of year. Once you're into daylight savings time, and Easter is come and gone, and girls are wearing their little white Easter shoes around and stuff, it is the end of winter, and it's not cooperating here in northern Minnesota this year at all. And, yeah, we had another dumping of snow about a week ago, and since last week's show anyway, and now most of it's melting. So things are looking up. Things are looking up. We'll see how it goes. They're telling them now, make sure you got your fish house off the lake by July 3rd, so they're out of the way in time for the fireworks. See, for those of you that don't know, the lakes freeze, and we put little houses out there, look like outhouses, and sit in them and fish through the ice. It's ridiculous. Anyway, now this record, sometimes I think bands or record companies just try to think of stuff to confuse the disc jockey. I have the Chuck Allison Band here, and we're going to play the Don't Cry Anna Polka. And this is an extended play record where there's two songs on each side. So it's a 7-inch record, except it's not a 45. It's a 33. And it's got a small hole. So I got to change the adapter, change the speed and everything else. It still looks like I'm playing a 45. It messes with my mind. You know what I mean? The Chuck Allison Band. Here's the Don't Cry Anna Polka.
Why don't you marry me? Don't cry, Anna, don't cry, Anna. Can't you plainly see? You were meant for me. Why don't you marry me? Truly see, you were meant for me. Why don't you marry me? Don't cry, Anna, don't cry, Anna. Can't you plainly see? You were meant for me. Why don't you marry me?
There you go. That's the Chuck Allison Band there. Don't Cry Anna Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And a little Wally on the way here. Just a second. I want to talk about World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. And I invite you to stop by. I was just checking their calendar of events is what I was doing. And I see that coming up May 5th and 6th, which I assume is a weekend, Wait a minute. I do have a calendar here today. I'm never that organized. Yes, that's a Saturday and a Sunday. World Accordion Day celebration happening at World of Accordions Museum. It would only make sense. It says here, in conjunction with the 6th annual Willard A. Palmer Festival, which is May 5th and 6th. And it looks like an awful lot of entertainment is going to be there. And I would read you some of the names, but I'm too far away from the print. But there's like one, it looks like 12 at least different performers and presenters. So if you're looking to celebrate great music and accordions and all that stuff, the Willard A. Palmer Festival at a World of Accordions Museum May 5th and 6th might be something you want to check out. And you can find out more by visiting worldofaccordions.org on your interwebs. All the information is there. Plus, you can learn about the museum and all the groovy stuff they have there, part of the Harrington Arts Center, of course, on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. And I understand there is some road construction on Belknap Street. Boy, I'm getting all the names wrong today. Whether or not that exactly affects the museum, I don't know. I'm sure you can still get there because they've got it all worked out. But I saw on the news that there's some work being done on Belknap Street. But check it out. The Accordion Day celebration in conjunction with the Willard A. Palmer Festival, May 5th and 6th this year at World of Accordions Museum. More information at worldofaccordions.org. All right. Lil Wally with the Polka All-Stars Orchestra instead of the Lucky Harmony Boys. So right away, Lil Wally's trying to confuse me on this week's show. It's the 7 Days Without You Polka.
Seven days and seven nights without you makes a week of a loneliness for me. How I try to get along without you, but it seems that you were meant for me. With me, my darling, I like the way you hold me in your arms. I just can't forget your tender kisses. I just can't forget your lovely charm. 7 days and seven nights without you, oh my darling, how I miss you so. Please come back and let us start all over. When you do, I'll never let you go.
With the Polka All-Stars Orchestra this time, and 7 Days Without You Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show coming to you from northern Minnesota. We do it every week, and playing a great old-time polka music, all ethnicities, all areas of the country, you know, whether you like Pennsylvania style, Chicago style, you like the New Ulm German style, you like Frankie Yankovic, and you like the Slovenian style. We try to mix it all up here on the Oompa Hour, at least as best we can. And remember, if there's a group you'd like to hear, a polka band or a song that you're like, you know, I never hear that song, we don't know unless you tell. That's my multiple personalities. You can call or text at 218-259-2985.
Leave a message at that number. Send a text if you'd like to make a request or you're looking to hear a certain orchestra or whatever. You can also email us, oompahour@aol.com, or look us up on Facebook. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is where it's at. So, hey, check it out. Don't be afraid. Do not be scared to get in touch because we mean you no harm. We carry no wild tubas. Anyway, Frank Wojnarowski now with the orchestra and the Cousin Stan Polka. That's C-U-Z-Z-I-N, Cousin Stan Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Have it, the Cousin Stan Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show on every week. Of course, the Frank Wojnarowski Orchestra today. And, okay, now we always try to get at least one waltz into the show. I got one for you. Maybe we'll have two today. It could happen. It could happen. Whoopi John is ready to do a little waltzing for us here. So I'm giving the dancers a chance to get up off their butts here because I know some of you wait for the slow songs. So I'm waiting for you to get ready here. Whoopi John and the orchestra, an oldie but a goodie. Here's the Goose Pimple Waltz.
I've danced with some queens, many kinds of routines, from Maslow to old Singapore. Danced here and there, guess I've danced everywhere, but this never happened before. I get goose pimples when I waltz with you. Ooh, really I do. I get goose pimples a million or two when I waltz with you. You're so lovely, so lively, so luscious. No wonder I break out in blushes. And my goose pimples get goose pimples too when I waltz with you. Hold me tighter, my heart's lighter. You're as sweet as sweet spirits of nighter. I get goose pimples when I waltz with you. Hope you get goose pimples too. Sweetheart,
my sweetheart,
when I waltz.
When I waltz
with you,
when I waltz with you.
You have to enjoy a Whoopi John record, don't you? The Goose Pimple Waltz. Dancers, you can sit down and relax now. Maybe we'll sneak another waltz into the show later on. We'll see how it goes. Head oldie but a goodie, Ray Henry and the Orchestra. Originally released on a 78, reissued on a 45 after 45s were invented on the Dana record label. This is the, it's the Hi There Polka! Henry and the Orchestra, the Hi There Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And boy, this next record, this one comes around every so often. It just always amuses me. The Shemoleskis, of course, great polka band, been around. Actually, as a family band, they started in 1882 and have performed continuously. Obviously, as the years go by, new youngins in the family join the band, and the older folks retire and eventually pass away. But the family band has continued continuously since 1882. And in fact, I was just checking them out here because we were talking about stuff coming up in May, and I'll give them a free plug. They're not buying an ad from us, but I don't care. The 40th annual International Polka Festival, the Shemoleski Polka Fest, is coming up this year. They've been doing this for 40 years, just this particular festival. The band has been playing, the family band has been going since 1882, but they've been doing this festival at the Grand Casino in Hinckley, Minnesota for years and years and years and years and years. It's the 40th annual coming up, May 18th, 19th, and 20th. And if you're looking for 3 days of great music and fun and a wide variety of different polka acts, man, this is one to attend. Anyway, I'm sure you get more information by contacting Grand Casino Hinckley or look up the website of the band, and you don't even have to know how to spell Shemoleski. You look at it and you want to say Shemoleski, but it's Shemoleski. It's funtimeband.com. It was the Shemoleski Funtime Band. So if you want to check them out, it's just funtimeband.com, and there's information for the 40th Polka Fest there. So if you're going to be in the area, and I know we have people that listen to the show that are not that far from northern Minnesota. But if you're traveling, coming up middle of May, check it out, the 40th annual Shmulevsky Polka Fest. Anyway, all that conversation was precipitated by the fact that in the stack of 45s for today, I came across Patty Shmulevsky singing a song, and I can't remember now how old she was when she recorded this record with the family band. I want to say she's like 7 or 9. And, of course, now she's a grown-up woman and plays in the band. I see a picture of her right here with the saxophone. And, you know, but I remember sharing the stage with the Shmulevskys at the Bellray Ballroom in, like, Moundsview, Minnesota. Like, let's see, how old am I? Like, 40 years ago? A little more than that? And Patty was with the band then. She was just a little kid. But she was not afraid to belt out the songs. And did a great job, and apparently they talked her into recording this record. So it's the Shmulevsky Band, Patty Shmulevsky singing about her Polish boyfriend. Patty Shmulevsky with the Shmulevsky Funtime Band from many, 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 many years ago, because she's grown up now. And my Polish boyfriend here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And, she was talking about calling him Sweetheart in there. And I got a Sweetheart song coming up, too. I was just notating that yesterday my wife and I marked our 32nd wedding anniversary. And I know to a lot of you, 32 years doesn't seem like it's been very long. But and it doesn't seem long to me at all. It does not seem like it's been 32 years. But I guess that's a good thing. So, but I was pretty excited about that. But anyway, here's the Dinah Dukes now and the Sweethearts in Heaven Polka.
I should go first and leave you behind. To face life alone, just bear this in mind, that I will be waiting, if heaven's my fate, to take you by the hand just inside the pearly gates. Will there be sweethearts in heaven after we cross the line? If the angels have sweethearts, then I want you for mine. I'd be a tramp and sleep in the street, or I'd be a beggar with rags on my feet. If I knew for sure when the time comes to part, someday in heaven you'd be my sweetheart. Will there be sweethearts in heaven after we cross the line? If the angels have sweethearts, then I want you for mine.
Is that song just weird to you or what? Because if it's a very happy song and he's singing about dying and yet making it sound romantic, I don't know, man. It goes against so many senses at the same time. The Sweethearts in Heaven Polka, that's the Dinah Dukes here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show with Eddie Mack and the orchestra and the Go-Go Polka. The Go-Go Polka there. Eddie Mack and his orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show that you have stumbled upon today, or maybe you're listening on purpose. That would be the best-case scenario as far as I'm concerned. But yes, if you've just stumbled upon us listening on a radio station or a webcast or a podcast or an internet stream or something, we actually do this every week, probably at the same time on the same day at the place you're listening to it right now. So we'd like to see you back here in a week. We continue to do this every week. So glad you found us. And if you're a regular listener, glad you're sticking with us. Maddie's Brothers up next. This is the Rummy Polka. Brothers, that's the Rummy Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, is what you happen to be listening to today. We are glad that you are doing that, actually. Eddie Habat and his orchestra, this is the Waddling Duck Polka, which I often think that is not a very complimentary phrase to tell somebody that they look like a waddling duck. And then I wonder to myself, maybe it's a dance. Maybe there's a polka dance known as the Waddling Duck Polka that you dance in it, you know, because there's like the chicken dance, and there's, you know, and then back in the olden days, in the old rock and roll days, look at all the dances we had. We had the twist, and we had the mashed potato, and we had the frug, and we had the swim, and later in the 70s and 80s, they had the sprinkler. There's all kinds of weird things. So maybe the Waddling Duck Polka is a dance that you do. I have no idea. But anyway, it is Eddie Habat in the orchestra, and this is the Waddling Duck Polka. Thank you.
you have Eddie Habat and his orchestra, the Waddling Duck Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Man, if you are a duck and you can waddle that one, you are a pretty talented duck, let me tell you. We have not heard from Elmer Scheid and his Hoolerai Band in quite some time. And I think it is time to stop that and play one. I don't know what I'm talking about. It is Elmer Scheid and his Hoolerai Band. It's the Sharpshooters Polka. Elmer Scheid and his Hoolerai Band. That's the Sharpshooters Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Remember, when you're listening to the Oompa Hour, every song you hear on the program is coming off of a phonograph record. We don't play any of that fancy digital stuff. These are all actual records. That was a Decca 45, in case you're wondering. So, just in case you care. But that's why every now and then you hear a scratch or a fuzzy one or something. It's because they're actual records. And some of them are well-experienced records. They've been through the jukebox a few thousand times. You know what I mean? What do we have here? Oh, the Hank Holler Orchestra. That's what we have here. They're doing up the clarinet polka. We'll be right back.
That's the Hank Holler Orchestra, obviously the clarinet polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And as we don't normally do, coming up here in just a little bit, a second waltz in this week's show. So dancers, get ready, okay?
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bowie. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bowie.
All right, I told you now we're going to slip another waltz into the show right about now, so let's do that, shall we? It's Johnny Bamba and the orchestra and the My Little Star Waltz. man, wasn't that just so sincere you could hardly stand it, huh? Johnny Bamba there with the orchestra and My Little Star Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And look at the old clock on the wall. Says we got time to maybe jam another song in here today. I'm doing the math in my head. Yeah, we got time for one more here. Claire Witkowski and the orchestra. This is the Hey Gory Polka. Claire Witkowski and the orchestra are going to wrap up the old Oompa Hour this week. How time flies! I don't know. It feels like I just started this show about an hour ago. Oh, wait, I did. Anyway, there you go. Another show is taken care of. I'll get these records put away, get another stack ready for next week. Because we just keep on coming at you. You can't stop it, you know.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by World of Accordions Museum, the International Polka Association, Kev's Records. Back to do it again next week. As always, more records got to be played. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.